Hello, everybody. This is Charlene Nocera, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? Today's date is June 6th, 2021. I am actually at my second day of getting the second shot. I feel a little better. Yesterday wasn't so hot. I was in a lot of pain. Felt like I had the flu. But I did something different, and I'm going to tell you what I did. You know, the first shot, I wasn't feeling so great either, and it hit so fast. But I stayed and I laid down. Yesterday, I tried to lay down, and I couldn't because I was in so much pain. So I had a friend of mine come over, and I had my family here too. And we sat outside and just talked, and it kind of kept my mind off the pain. And that was good for a while. So I was able, and I couldn't sleep. Last night I had to take NyQuil to go to sleep because, like, honestly, it was that bad. But anyway, enough about me. That's not what this podcast is about. I'm just telling people in case they want to know. Actually, what this podcast is about is since I started this podcast and pretty much since I've been doing life coaching and all these different things, I've been asking the universe, my guides, and everything else, and God, to always bring people in my life that need me. Believe it or not, it happens more frequently than you would think. People come up to me all the time in the grocery stores, train stations, you know, different things. And it's great because anytime I can give somebody good information, I will. I will always offer free advice. That's why I do these podcasts. Nobody pays me for these podcasts. I just know that when I was going through a rough time in my life, I wish I had known about things like that. But, you know, technology wasn't the way it was and, you know, whatever. But anyway, what I'm going to say to everybody is that, you know, there are times that you're going to go through life and you're going to say, what did I ever do to deserve this? You know, how come my life can't be like so-and-so or close to, you know? But the thing is that it's not. And it may never be, but your life is going to be good enough for you. And that's what you need to remember. You may not have, you know, the beautiful relationship your friends have. You may not have a gorgeous home like your friends have. You may not even make that much money. Who cares? You have a good life, who cares, right? If you're able to go out once a month, that's okay. And you want to know what? Honestly, right now, people aren't really going out, so that's not even a big deal. If you're a single parent, I can tell you I was a single parent. And way back when, you know, daycares weren't like they were now. Like, everything is so safe and, you know, secure and whatnot, and very clean, the daycares, right? Your kids get an education. They're not just sitting there beating each other up. And you have really good teachers, right? When my son was growing up, it wasn't like that. It wasn't 100% like that. So I had to work an overnight shift job full time, and then I had to come home, take a shower, get him to school, and go to my second job. That's what I did for like 3 years. And that's fine. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying. If you can get an education, do your best to get an education, certification, whatnot, that's fine. I can promise you I was $35,000 in debt and student loan up until this past year, and my college degree got me nothing. I also served 7 years in the Coast Guard doing marine science, and that really didn't pan out for me either. So, anyway, I'm not saying that they weren't skills that I wanted or needed at the time. They sure were. I'm just telling you that if you can find a way to get some kind of knowledge to get a business, maybe help your job better, I say do it. If you work in a grocery store, you're lucky because guess what? Food's expensive now and you probably get a good discount. And you know what? That's a really good job to have. And, you know, it depends on where you work. If you work anywhere where people have to pay for things, It's a great job to have. And if you can move up, move up. And that's the other thing I'll tell you too. If your boss ever offers you a training in something, do it. You may not use it for that job. You may use it for something else. You never know. But again, just remember that right now, it might be a bad time for you. But 2-3 years down the road, it might not. And you want to know something else that I had to learn over and over and over, and I could go on and on and on about how many times over again I had to learn. We all make mistakes. And they're not going to make you. You know what I mean? What do they say? The hardest lessons in life are the best lesson learned. Right? So just remember that. If you made a mistake in your life, move forward. Try to better it. Do what you got to do and move on. And you're not the only one in this world that's made mistakes. We all have. Like I said, I could write a book just on my mistakes. In fact, maybe I will. No, anyway. But getting back to what I was saying, just remember that if you keep yourself open and you concentrate on what you really want, don't beat yourself up for what you haven't done or did or whatever. Just move on and you're going to be okay. And if you ever have any questions, like I said, accept me on Facebook. I'll always accept you. My name is Cheryl A. Nocera, and you will see like a, the sunset, I believe it is, going down. It looks like a crystal ball. That's me. Also, you can leave a message to this podcast. Again, this is Cheryl Nocera, and I hope you have an amazing day. Try to stay hydrated, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.